And we are live. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us. My name is Will Johnson. UniteAmericaFirst.com is the website. We are on our audio podcast. You know what we should start doing? We should start labeling these audio podcasts for the numbers that we've been doing. And I guess this would be like the maybe the sixth one that we did.
This is the fifth one.
This is the fifth one that we've done. So maybe we should put them like 000.
Uno, dos, tres.
No, we should do 00005, right? Because we plan on doing that episodes, right?
Sure.
But anyway, so hey, everybody, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to talk about how the liberal media neglect to talk about Hunter Biden. And what did Joe Biden actually know? Did Joe Biden actually know about the corrupt dealings that Hunter Biden was doing? And you know what the answer to that, the simple, quick answer to that? The answer is yes. I remember, what was it? I think it was OAN. OAN had did a small video report, and this was 2 years ago, actually about 3 years ago, where they actually showed footage of Joe Biden getting off the airplane with Hunt, and Hunter was there with him and getting off the airplane. And as they're getting off the airplane, they make a trip, right? This is one in China.
China.
They make a trip to a special convenience store or something like that. I think it was where you can go get coffee or something from what I remember. But anyways, the only reason why they were going there because Hunter Biden had business deals that he had to deal with, And guess what? Joe Biden was right there. So you mean to tell me they didn't at one point at any time have that conversation about what they were doing, where they were going, who they were going to see, who they were going to talk to? None of that ever came up.
I don't think anybody believes that. Hey, everybody, this is Shannon, Will's producer, riding shotgun. Yeah, we got a lot of information again today. And of course, this just keeps unfolding what's happening with Hunter Biden and his dealings. And of course, like Will said, the media has been hiding it in the sense that they're not covering it. Right, Will? I mean, that's how they're hiding it. At first, they were telling the lie, saying that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russia collusion? Isn't that what they said?
Russia, Will? Russia, Russia.
And now all of a sudden, it came out that it's real. So that's what they're doing now. And now they're basically just not covering it. Right? And the CNN admitted today that they're really not going to cover it unless there are actual charges made. But if Trump or somebody is under investigation, they'll talk about that all day long, right, Will?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, nonstop, 24/7.
Oh, my goodness.
How long do
we
hear about the Russia collusion with the election?
Russia, Russia, Russia.
Year after year after year after Mueller report.
It was nonstop.
Nonstop
about how, you know, President Trump colluded with Russia, the fake dossier, the Steele dossier that we all aware of now. And they want us to still believe that it was true when come to find out it was 100% fraudulent. And on top of that, you have the FBI trying to pay off Steele for the dossier, trying to pay it off, saying, hey, we need for you to continue to collaborate this dossier. After, now, mind you, this was after they went to the FISA courts with the Steele dossier. After they went to the FISA courts. So the FISA courts, to my understanding, the way they're talking about it, the FISA courts, they're supposed to validate everything before they even walk through the doors to present it to the FISA courts. Well, they knew it was fraudulent. And then on top of that, the judge at the FISA court went along with it too. So the corruption is so bad in the United States of America. It is so bad. The corruption is at an all-time high. And you know what, Shannon?
What's that?
He didn't take the $1 million that the FBI tried to bribe him with. He didn't
He literally could not come up with any evidence.
He couldn't come up with anything. But they were trying to pay him $1 million to say, hey, just go along with it. Just go along with it. And he turned it down.
Well,
reason being is because he would go to prison.
Jail. Yeah.
And you know what? But the thing is, why wouldn't he go to prison for it? Maybe it would be a less penalty, his prison time, because it was fraudulent to begin with.
Well, to be honest with you, the judge should have never even allowed it to go forward because they really didn't have any proof that it was, that the information could be supported by with evidence. So I don't know, Will. You know what? It's crazy that we have all this information. And quite honestly, I think the FBI, I think all of them know exactly what happened. I don't think there's anything really to be revealed anymore. I think the only revelation is for them to actually let the public know. I mean, do you not believe that that's the same thing?
I think that's what's happening right now, right? Because, you know, they raided Mar-a-Lago. And again, they didn't raid Mar-a-Lago because of documents that they thought President Trump had, because they were already there like 4 to 6 months before then. Yeah, sure. They were already there. And yeah. The first time they showed up, President Trump said, take whatever you want, whatever you want. You know, take whatever you want. And I guess they thought, well, we need to go back so next time we can go through Melania's underwear, because he did say take whatever we want.
Oh, come on now.
I'm just saying. Yeah. But anyways, the whole point is that I believe that they were going after President Trump. They went to President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home because they were looking for documents that pertain to the election of 2016 because of what the FBI did trying to undermine the election during that time. They were the ones that were undermining the election. And President Trump has those documents. I believe that he still has those documents today. And the FBI, they are looking for those documents. They're trying to figure out how we can get those documents from Trump. Because then what has been 4 weeks now, 6 weeks, something like that, where they raided Mar-a-Lago, and now this leaked document came out about the $1 million that the FBI tried to pay to steal Christopher Steele because of the fake dossier. That just came out. Was that in one of the boxes? And I've been saying that. Was that in one of the boxes at Mar-a-Lago? No, because you know what? If it was in one of the boxes at Mar-a-Lago, it would have never seen the light of day. I'm telling you, it would have never seen the light of day. Yeah. It never would have. Just like this other one that just came out.
Yeah, I think these whistleblowers in the FBI are really, really starting to come out. So listen, there's an article on Fox News. This is from, this just happened today. It says Joe Biden was aware and potentially involved in son Hunter Biden's crony business dealings. Yes, this is information that Senator Chuck Grassley has released. It says new whistleblower documents have revealed that President Biden's son was aware of Hunter Biden's business arrangements and may have been involved in some of them. It says that there is voluminous evidence related to the potential criminality of those ventures. Grassley of Iowa sent a letter Monday to the general attorney Merrick Garland, the FBI director Christopher Wray, and the U.S. attorney for Delaware, David Weiss, detailing new whistleblower allegations that the Bureau is in possession of significant, impactful, and voluminous evidence with respect to potential criminal conduct by Hunter Biden and James Biden. West said overnight, oversight of Hunter Biden investigation. Grassley said that the FBI has a series of documents in its possession related to this information on It's Vlochesky, the owner of the Ukrainian natural gas firm
Burisma. Yeah, I was going to say that looks like Ukrainian.
Yeah, it says the documents in the FBI's possession include specific details with respect to conversations by non-government individuals relevant to potential criminal conduct by Hunter Biden. I mean, this is huge, Will.
It is.
It goes on to say these documents also indicate that Joe Biden was aware of Hunter Biden's business arrangements and may have been involved in some of them. He added, it is unclear whether the FBI followed normal investigative procedure to determine the truth and accuracy of the information, or if they shut down the investigated activity based on improper disinformation claims in advance.
But you know what's really interesting here is that the FBI is aware of all of this and they look the other way.
Absolutely.
They completely looked the other way. When the 2020 election was coming up, all this information was coming, a lot of it already came out.
Right.
But this is new. This is whistleblower information, whistleblower from the FBI that's leaked, that's releasing this information saying that Joe Biden knew about Hunter Biden's criminal activities.
Yeah, they say now, they have the documents. The
yes,
proof.
They have the documents. Guess what? The documents were not at Mar-a-Lago. Hello? They were not at Mar-a-Lago.
You know where they were,
because
Will?
If
Which
they,
is even scarier?
At the FBI.
They were at the FBI.
At the FBI. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, they thought they were safe there. They thought they were safe there. See, again, if they were in the boxes at Mar-a-Lago, they would never, they would have disappeared. Yeah. Yeah. But anyways, let me say this too. And we have a phone caller. We're going to go to the phone call. Let me say this too. Now, Joe Biden, with the criminal activity that they did, remember when Joe Biden came out and said that if you go after the company, Burisma Oil, that his son was working on as on a board member, if you go after him, you're not going to get the $1 billion that the United States was going to send to you. Well, the Ukrainian government at the time said, you can't do that. You're not the president. And Joe Biden literally said that, call Obama, call him. He's with me on this. So don't you think that once the Republicans get the House and the Senate, they should subpoena Obama as well? I mean, come on, think about it, everybody. They subpoenaed President Trump over fraudulent information over January 6th, trying to say that he was inciting violence, knowing good and well President Trump did not incite violence a single bit. He told people to be peaceful. He told people to go home, be peaceful, right? He told people to be peaceful. Not a single time did he say anything about violence. Fraudulent subpoena. They need to subpoena Obama and ask Obama, did you know that Joe Biden prevented Ukraine from getting $1 billion until they fired the prosecutor for going after his son at Burisma? And if Obama says no, that means Joe Biden's on camera lying. And if Obama says yes, that means he was involved in the quid pro quo along with Joe. Hands down.
Yeah, I think everybody that's involved should be interviewed. I mean, and that's including Obama. I mean, if they could subpoena Trump over
exactly.
fraudulent allegations of J6, they can definitely.
This is and this is not fraudulent. There's actual evidence of Joe Biden saying it. There's documents, video, documents, everything.
There's witnesses at the FBI, which obviously are coming forward now. This is really crazy. It also says that Grassley said the summary of Bobulinski's interviews states that work remained intentionally uncompensated while Joe was vice president. So they intentionally did not pay him while he was president. It said after Joe left the vice presidency, the summary makes clear that Hunter Biden and James Biden worked with the CEFC. If people don't know what that is the China Energy Company.
China.
Right. And it says that work with CFE and affiliated individuals to compensate them for what past work and benefits they procured for the China Energy Company. Grassley wrote, referring to the now corrupt Chinese conglomerate CEFC China Energy. Wow. I mean, this is crazy. They have this?
Yeah.
I mean, this is crazy to me. Why is this not all over the news?
And you know,
I mean,
the mainstream media, 0 hours, 0 minutes talking right. about this corruption. And Hunter Biden is actually a national security threat, a national security issue. Because people got questions about Joe Biden, how he's giving China our reserves. Right. He's depleting our reserves by putting it into the market here because they shut down all of the oil and everything. And then at the same time, we're sending it to China.
Right. And it says in this document, Bobulinski told the FBI that 10% of what Hunter Biden's interest was to be held for guess who? Joe Biden.
Hmm.
Wow.
Wow. Is right.
Okay. I mean, I'm just like, wow. I mean, I'm sitting here going, how do we have all this? And this just shows how corrupt the government is.
It's, you know what? Because actually, we don't power, know. We don't really know how corrupt it is. I think we're only seeing the surface of it.
That's true.
I think we're only seeing the surface of it. Okay, yeah. Let's go to this phone call. Okay. For those of you that are listening in right now, the phone number is 319-527-3453. Give me a call. I'd like to hear what you have to say about this. But we have our first caller on here. Looked like a new caller. Okay, let's go to the caller here. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Carolyn, and I'm calling from Arkansas.
Hey, Carolyn. I was looking at the first digits in your phone number there. I said, that's Arkansas.
Yeah, we're at in Arkansas.
I'd rather not say.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's good. I completely understand.
I've already been kicked off of Facebook so often that I don't even remember what name I go by now.
Well, then that means we probably like you. So what do you have for us today?
Well, I was just wondering. Now, I retired from the military in 96. I'd had enough. I was worried about the government. I thought I did my time and I can go ahead and retire. But something I don't understand. People, I'm an older lady. I'm older than both of y'all probably. And I don't understand why women my age burned our bras, fought racism, a bunch of hippies running around, and patriotic hippies. And yet today, Will, there's still this thing about widespread racism. Everything's about race. And there's people that actually believe it.
Yep.
Because most of us are like, what? Say what? And now, I don't even remember why we burned our bras. But I remember why. We railed against racism because it was wrong and it was unfair. And I know that it was there back then when I was little. And we wouldn't put up with it. And people my age, we didn't put up with it. But today, it's coming back.
Yeah, it's coming.
Not with white people, but with black people.
Yeah, it's coming back. And you know what? And I've talked about it multiple times. What's the common denominator? What's the common denominator? You know, back in the day, it was Democrats that were going after black people, demonizing black people, saying black people are a threat to our society. And today, the year 2022, Democrats are saying white people are a threat to our society. They're considered domestic terrorists, white supremacists, everything. And it's the same entity that was doing it then, and now they're doing it now. They just picked a different group of people. And the only reason why they want the racism to be here is because they create this division. They want us at each other's throats. They want the chaos.
Well, I'll tell you, I may be an old lady, and I sometimes say I'm in the checkout group, but with my having traveled around the world with the military and different things, I've communicated with people my whole life from other countries, and until recently, they've always been respectful of Americans, and they've always thought how great it would be to live somewhere like here, and now we're like a third world country.
Yep.
Nobody has any respect for us. And the price of everything going up. And what's really sad is I look at some of these Facebook things. I just flick through them. And I'm literally amazed how there are women my age and a lot younger who are really, it's as if they were thrown back in time and they're looking as though white people are bad. And they're my age. And I know they lived at that time.
You know what?
And I know there was a little bit of racism, but I don't understand.
Yeah, you know what? It's always been the left doing this. And it's really amazing because you have the Democrats, and I'm referring to the Democrats because it was the Democrats that wanted slavery. It's the Democrats that didn't want women voting. It's the Democrats that didn't want black people voting. It's the Democrats that didn't want black people to own homes, to have jobs, to learn how to simply read. They didn't want anybody. And now they call, you know, MAGA Republicans going after half the country, calling half the country domestic terrorists. And it's all geared towards white people. And you know the main reason why they do that, going after white people? Is because they're going after Christianity, because they know majority of the people in this nation are Christians and they're white. That's what their main goal is. And a lot of people haven't made that connection yet. And I've been saying it for years. That's their main goal. And they can't deliberately come out and say that we have to remove Christianity or demonize Christianity all out in the open. Some of them been doing it. But not, they haven't been pushing it like they're trying to say the white male specifically is the right, wrong, the problem in the country, or mega Republicans are the problem. They haven't come out and said that about Christianity, because there's a lot of people in the Democrat Party that consider themselves Christians. And if they start hearing that deliberately coming out of the Democrat Party, they know they will lose a lot of support.
It just amazes me that it's the power of words, right? It's the messaging of the media, schools, everything else. And when I was growing up, it used to be you could be whatever you want to be when you were in school. And I went to a very diverse school in Southern California. I don't ever recall anybody talking about, oh, you're this way or that way, you're racist. Everybody was all equal. Our teachers all told us you could be whatever you want, man, women, you know, whatever race you were. We didn't even say race. They just generally said you could be whatever you want. You are in America, right? And everybody really just believed in that. These days, if you tell somebody you could be whatever you want, they'll go, well, you know, that it men are the ones that control everything. White people are the ones that control everything. I can't do it because I'm black. I mean, they automatically excuse and are victims of society, and they haven't even lived yet, right? They haven't even had these experiences yet. But our messaging through social media too is really pounded into these people's thoughts.
Yeah.
Our youth, especially, you know, the craziest videos we see on Twitter are usually from the younger generation. They say these crazy things, and I'm sitting here going, where are you getting this from?
Yep.
You know, and it's so sad because I remember the number one thing I thought about when I was coming up with, I think girls ought to be allowed to wear breeches to school. Public schools wouldn't let us wear breeches. We had to wear skirts. And if they looked like they were too short, we had to get down on our knees and make sure that our skirt or our dress touched the ground. These are the crazy things that bothered us. And now when I look at some of these posts on college campuses or around, and I see that there are young black students who want their own student union.
Yep.
They want their own dormitory where whites are not allowed. And I said, boy, this sounds familiar.
Yep.
And we allow it, which is a sad thing. You would think we would have learned from history, no matter what side you are on, when you exclude someone, like if that sign said no blacks allowed, what would it be considered?
They would burn the school. They would burn the university down.
But now they said BLM show up,
Antifa would show up. They would be burning everything. And then you get the media come up there. It's peacefully protesting. It's mostly peaceful. Why the university's on fire.
Yeah, and even some of these houses, there was one house, sorority or fraternity house that we read about where they were, it was all about black people. And they said, even if your family is leaning or is interracial or is against, you know, it is for white power, they're not invited.
But it's not even any white
house.
Power. It's just, so I know
that's what they call it.
They're saying that if someone white, if you bring someone white to the dormitory, you have to announce that a white person is there to the rest of the dormitory.
That.
That's insane.
Yes, will ask yourselves this. Imagine you're in a room full of white supremacists and they're having this meeting and they're saying, okay, now how do we segregate these blacks again and get them out of our territories? And somebody says, well, hey, why don't we make them look like it's their idea?
Yep.
Tell them we're going to keep all white people out.
Yep.
And let's see if they do it. And then imagine them sitting back laughing because here's these black young people segregating themselves, and here's all these white supremacists going, I told you they'd do it.
Well, exactly. It's the same thing was happening in Chi-Rock, right? Chicago, Illinois, St. Louis, Oakland, Compton, California. These black people are killing black people, and the Democrat white supremacists are like, wow, this is really good. They're doing a better job than we ever could have.
I don't understand why they're doing it. We're not talking about illiterates who never had an opportunity to go to school. We're talking about some of these people who are doing this read, and they're smart. What is it Biden said? They're clean and they read. And look at the White House. Look at all the employees in the Obama administration. I don't get it. These people, it's as if their brains were fried.
Yeah, we always say that. We always say there's an evil spirit in these people. Because just like, what do you say all the time, Will?
You show the people the truth, you tell people the truth, and they still believe the lie.
They still believe the lie.
And then they even regurgitate the lie, even though they know the truth.
It's like they err on the side of the lie.
Yeah.
Right. You could tell them, hey, listen, you're empowered. God gave you everything that you need to be, whatever you want to be. And they go, well, but CNN said that I can't do it because I'm black. So I'm going to err on the side of that versus
the. And the reason why they do that, because they like the way the lie feels. They like the way it feels.
When you talk about them knocking down the history, that you want these statues up, and they're knocking down this history, that is why they're knocking down the history. This is the Democrats wanting people. And if the blacks are knocking down that statue for that all black unit in the Civil War, then it's okay. But if that were white supremacists taking it down, it'd be bad. But somehow it's like the Twilight Zone.
Yep, exactly. 100%. So, well, hey, Caroline.
Well, thank you, Will.
Thank you so much for the call, and happy Monday to you.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Take care. Okay, so yeah, if you want to give us a call, the number is 319-527-3453. I put the number, my producer put the number on the website, so right before you clicked on the big red button, you would have connected. And I think some people are already connected with us here, so you probably already got a notification that way, which is really awesome. And I want to thank everyone for being here with us. So let me play this clip here, because we were talking about Joe Biden and what he knew. And when did he know it? And when the Republicans get the House and the Senate back, I'm suggesting that they subpoena Obama to find out what he knew as well. Because Joe Biden said that he knew.
You really want Obama to be subpoenaed, don't
you? Oh, I absolutely do.
Yeah.
He needs to answer. Say, well, Joe Biden at the time was your VP. He said you knew about it, the firing of the prosecutor in Burisma. So did you know about it or did you not know about it? But with that said, because they're putting all this information out there, I'm willing to bet that the Democrats are going to cheat like never before. We thought they were cheating in 2020. We thought that was cheating. We know that was cheating, right? But this, what they're, my personal opinion, what I think they're going to do next is nothing compared. But listen to this. This is Joe Biden talking about his son Hunter being on crack cocaine. He said, well, you know, all of our, you know, many families have crack cocaine and he's not doing it anymore. Really? Like that's an excuse of the corruption? Listen.
I'm proud of my son. This is a kid who got, not a kid, he's a grown man. He got hooked on, like many families have had happen, hooked on drugs. He's overcome that.
President Biden got just one question about his embattled son in a recent interview, and critics say it's just the latest example of the media's weak coverage of Hunter Biden. This, despite revelations, the FBI believes there's enough evidence to charge him with tax and gun crime.
So the FBI believe that there's enough evidence. Well, it must be one part of the FBI, because the FBI on the seventh floor have been looking the other way, knowing good and well that they have committed these crimes. And just think about this, everybody. They're trying to make that excuse because it was the Hunter Biden son, or he's a, you know, he's the son of the person in the White House. We should, you know, be lenient here. No, this is a national security threat. Listen to me. National security threat. He is at 100%. Listen to this.
Major network coverage of Hunter Biden the last 7 days, 000. So that's like consistent across the board. Yeah. And then Phil Griffin of NBC and Jeff Zucker, formerly of CNN, did some interviews this weekend, or not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago. And they were asked about this. And let's take a listen to what Phil Griffin said.
He was never arrested. The Justice Department was looking into it, never reported it until he is. He's the son of a candidate. I don't think it's a main story. Until that happens.
They said he was a son of a candidate, so we're not going to look into it. Or we're not going to even report on it because he's a son of a candidate. Can you imagine? Remember? Oh, wait a minute. During the 2016, they tried to say that Don Jr. was talking to a Russian operative. They went all over the news about that.
Russia.
It was all over the news. Remember the Russians supposedly came to the Trump Tower. Remember the Russian operative came to the Trump Tower and met with Don Jr. about information. And, you know, it was just an allegation. It was just information out there. And they ran with the story all over the liberal media news. Remember, the whole dossier was completely was fake. All of that. They ran with all that. No evidence or nothing. You know what I used to say? I used to say this all the time. The Democrats, they're claiming that there was a murder that took place. Somebody's been murdered. And then when you ask the question, well, who's been murdered? They respond back, well, we don't know who's been murdered. And then you say, well, is there a missing persons report? No, there's not a missing person report as of yet. And I'm saying, well, if there's no one's been reported murdered, there's no missing persons report, then why are you doing this investigation? The Democrats are doing this investigation because they're trying to find something. Right. We have to find if there was a murder. No one's nothing's there, but we have to keep looking to see if we can find if there was a murder. And they're just making it up as they're going along. Listen to this.
His network subjected this country to years of Russiagate reporting and there before there were any arrests in connection with that case. And that was all based on the Steele dossier, which, as we know, was bogus. It was junk. Whereas with Hunter, this is a real story. The hard drive was real. The charges he's facing are real. And the national security implications for our country are real as well. So it's for the media to ignore it before the election was a complete dereliction of duty. And we're all paying the price.
There seemed to be some regret in that conversation by some of them, too. But that's hindsight, right? That's in the rearview mirror.
Yeah. Yeah, they act like, well, that's just water under the bridge. You know, we said it then. You know, we kept saying
Russia, Russia,
but,
Russia.
And there are a lot of them just ignoring it right now. It's it reminds me like when CNN get caught in doing something, then they just ignore it altogether. Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. They say that they're protecting Hunter Biden because he's the son of a candidate, when honestly, they're also protecting Biden because just as I said earlier, or I read to you, that they have this information now, especially to those that just tuned in. They have information saying that they have proof that there was some business dealings between Hunter Biden.
And this proof came from the FBI. Right. Whistleblowers from within the FBI.
From the FBI said that they have proof that there was dealings with China Energy, that there was also business dealings with Burisma. And there's a whole bunch of stuff in this, but they also say that there's proof that Joe Biden was supposed to get 10% of the proceeds that Hunter Biden got.
The big guy.
Listen to this.
The big guy.
Listen to this. Also, it says Grassley indicates, let me find this. Grassley said, indicates that allegations provided to his office, Bob Alinsky interview, established a sufficient basis to open a full field investigation on pay to play grounds. But it says it's unclear if the FBI did so or if the information is part of an ongoing investigation. Grassley noted that the Justice Department and FBI, this is in quotes, have not disputed the accuracy of the allegations that he has made. He said the Justice Department and the FBI continued silence on these matters is deafening and further erodes their credibility. Grassley said, simply put, enough is enough. The Justice Department and FBI must come clean to Congress and the American people with respect to the steps they have taken or failed to take relating to Hunter Biden investigation. Hunter Biden's a mess. We know he has
Tax issues, that with the gun charge.
They
right?
say that he can't actually be charged because he's the son of a president. They have to get permission from
the
somebody
DOJ.
That's below Garland, but Garland's the ultimate person that will say yes right. or no. So you know that's probably not going to happen.
It's never going to happen.
Right. I mean,
because of the corruption.
But then you have all this business, the business dealings, the tax thing is nothing compared to them profiting over business dealings using Joe Biden's position and power to influence and create profit to where he'll get a cut of it. That is crazy to me that this is not all over these news channels.
Well, it's not over all over the news channels because demons will protect demons.
I know that.
That all the time.
I'm just saying more and more stuff is coming
out. But what happened?
Out.
It's like what happened to investigative reporting, right? What happened to reporting the news? What happened to reporting the news? They don't want to report the news. Right. They're nothing but talk host shows that leave out all of the facts because they put out their opinion.
Right.
And then they push their opinion as if their opinion is the only thing that you need to believe. Right. Not the facts, not the truth, just their opinions.
Yeah, isn't it funny how CNN says, oh, we're not gonna really talk about it until he is charged? Well, what about all the investigative reporting to see if he should be charged? I mean, they would do that for any Republican, right? Let's see if they should be charged. Let's even fabricate and come up with some people that we can just bring on our show that may say he should be charged. That's what they do all the time now. They bring on these people that say, oh, he should be charged, and they don't even know the facts of the case.
No, right? They don't.
You and I will have talked extensively about the media today is not investigative reporters. They are literally talk show hosts.
Yes, they're talk show hosts. And again, they're very opinionated. They keep pushing their own agenda. Listen to this report here on Fox News about Hunter Biden.
How are you going to get around the fact that they just won't cooperate? That FBI agent who told us all about election integrity ordered Igor Denshenko to erase all evidence from his phone of his role in the attempted coup of President Trump. They also hid all this stuff from Devin Nunes when he was the chairman of the Intelligence Committee. He didn't know that Igor Denshenko was on the payroll. He didn't know that they were offering Christopher Steele $1 million. What are you going to do about it to get to the bottom if they keep hiding all of this stuff?
Now, you hear this? Now, this is the first lady on Fox News that actually admitted to, and she said they attempted, they actually successfully did a coup d'etat in 2020 against President Trump. She said attempted, right? Maybe that's how she got around with saying it on Fox News, but she's the first person that actually said the truth about what took place in 2020, an actual coup d'etat that they did against President Trump successfully. Right? Because President Trump is not in the White House. An unsuccessful coup d'etat would have meant that President Trump would have still been in the White House, but they successfully do it. And that's the way it should go down in history. But you have the entire liberal media left lying, saying that, oh, the big lie that Trump won. That's what they're calling the big lie. After all of the lies that the left is putting out, people believe the lie again. Now, we all just saw what took place in 2020. We all heard what took place in 2020. But they, big tech and the liberal media, they all came out and said it was a lie that Trump won. That was a lie. How in the world did Joe Biden get 81 million votes? He didn't. Listen to the rest of this, because again, the Steele dossier, she just mentioned the Steele dossier, $1 million offer from the FBI. How many of y'all get offered $1 million to lie to, you know, for the FBI? Listen to this.
Well, we're going to use the subpoena authority. They're going to be required to testify under oath. We're also going to be deposing a lot of people. This isn't just going to be centered around the usual suspects that are in the news, a lot, Tebow and Christopher Wray. This is going to include a lot of lower level people. We're already working with whistleblowers. I think we're further along than a lot of people realize with respect to trying to hold people accountable in the FBI for wrongdoing. And look, with this Hunter Biden situation, it's only getting worse. And a lot of people say, well, he, you know, his father did that interview on CNN and say, well, he straightened up, you know, he got on drugs and he straightened up now. But the influence peddling, Maria, predated the drug addiction. And then if you look at the story right at the beginning of the Biden administration that people forget about, he sold all that artwork for $500,000 plus. We're pretty confident that artwork went to China. And we want to know more about who bought that. So there's been misdeeds that have happened with Hunter Biden in both the Obama Biden administration and the Biden administration. So we've got a lot of answers to get for the American people. We're not going to let up, but we have to have subpoena power. So these November 8th elections are crucial to be able to give the American people the answers they want. And the last thing that, you know, everyone that watches your show, Maria, they want people held accountable for wrongdoing. It seems like no one's ever held accountable for wrongdoing. We realize this in the Republican majority, and we want to focus on trying to hold people accountable in addition to fixing the problems at the FBI and with the Biden influence peddling.
Yeah, the Biden's influence peddling.
You know, I think there's so much more to what was going on with Hunter Biden other than just Burisma, other than the Chinese energy company. Listen to this, Will. On Daily Mail, there is a new article. It says, exclusive, leaked emails reveal Hunter Biden's real estate company. Hunter Biden had a real estate company. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I didn't know that. I mean, this goofball.
I mean, wait a minute. Trump had a real estate company.
anyways.
But they talked about the real estate company with Trump all the time. And this is just now coming out that Hunter Biden had a real estate company.
Yeah, and listen to this. It gets better. It says Hunter Biden's real estate company received a $40 million investment from a Russian oligarch. Her name is Paterina, the billionaire widow of a corrupt Moscow mayor who also paid the president's son $3.5 million consulting fee.
Wow.
Yep.
What is this on? What is this article coming from? This is on dailymail.com. And when was this published?
This was published today.
Mm-hmm.
It says, according to emails obtained by Daily Mail, Hunter and Bertina's financial relationship was far more extensive than previously known. The relationship has been flagged as alarming by a Senate report after Bertina mysteriously wired $3.5 million to a company linked to Hunter. Come on now, Will. I mean, when you have so many red flags, I think in the thing we just listed, was this the clip that said that there was like 150 bank flags on Hunter Biden, like flags that were sent to the FBI to check into because there was some suspicious activity happening through his accounts and they didn't look into any of it?
Hunter Biden and Jim Biden, the entire Biden crime family, as I would call it, they've been influence peddling for a decade. And Hunter Biden's committed serious crimes. As you mentioned, 150 suspicious activity reports. Those are the most severe bank violations. This is when the bank notifies the federal government that we're pretty confident our client has committed a crime. He's had multiple banks file 150 suspicious activity reports saying that we believe each instance was another act of a crime. But yet the FBI did nothing about it.
That is crazy.
You did nothing about it.
You know, when you get $3.5 million and $40 million, they're saying, going, what is this person doing, right? But because I guarantee it was Hunter Biden's son is why they took him down. Listen, Will, banks have done more for less. Look at what just happened with Kanye West and Chase Bank. He literally was just talking, he talked about something that Chase didn't agree with, and they literally just shut him down, right? So he did less. He didn't commit a crime or anything like that. But Hunter Biden, they're getting flagged saying this looks like a suspicious activity. There could be a crime happening here, and they do nothing. People, this is alarming to me.
Yes, do nothing. See, Kanye West, to my understanding, he says some things about, you know, Jewish bankers. A lot of people didn't like it. There's a lot of Jewish bankers. There's a lot of American bankers. There's just bankers, period. But because of what he said, because he, you know, said something about Jewish people, oh my goodness, it's like, oh my goodness. You know what? We live in a country to where everyone that's listening to the sound of my voice right now, you can say bad stuff about Will Johnson. You can say how much you dislike Will Johnson. And guess what? I will fight with you or for you to have that freedom of speech, right? That's what freedom of speech is. Just because you say something that Will Johnson doesn't like doesn't mean that you cannot say it. And they try to say, oh my goodness, you're being violent, you're being racist. You know what? Freedom of speech means that you can say something that people don't like. Listen to Kanye West here as he's talking about the bank of J.P. Morgan, you know, or Chase has canceled his account. Now, also, to my understanding, what he says in this audio clip, they actually tell Candace Owens that they need to be careful of who they hang out with. Listen.
You know what I'm saying? JP Morgan, I put $140 million into JP Morgan and they treated me like shit. So if JP Morgan Chase is treating me like that, how they treating the rest of y'all?
That's outrageous. Sure. Yeah.
And this murder was with Chase accounts.
That's what I'm saying. I am outraged. Mm-hmm. By the time people always, they want to calm it down.
Because no matter what, you didn't break no law.
I didn't break a law.
The bank shouldn't be a judge or jury on anything that's going on.
But this is like a social contract. Candace Owens has a word for it. I'm forgetting. But it's basically like they told Candace Owens she couldn't hang out with me. You know,
she could not hang out with him. So if she has a bank account and she's, again, being seen with Kanye West, that I guess they're going to cancel her account too, simply because she was associating with him, because she was around him. I mean, really? What kind of world have we become? What kind of nation have we become? This is supposed to be the land of the free, right? home of the brave. That's what we're supposed to be. But they've taken it another step. And again, this constantly, and it's the left that does this. They constantly remind me. They remind me of the 1930s, 1940s, Nazi Germany. They did the same thing to people there that were speaking out against them, that were not complying, that had a different way of thinking. They canceled people. They jailed people. They burned documentation. Today, you know, instead of during that time, they would burn books. Today, they burn your Facebook. I mean, so they delete you from everywhere because you don't think the way they do. And again, just because someone says something that I don't like doesn't give Will Johnson the right to try to prevent you from having freedom of speech. It doesn't.
Nope, it sure doesn't. Let's switch it up, Will. I want to talk about Saudi for a second. So today, or over, I'm not sure if it was today or Friday, Biden came out and, you know, he's been talking about consequences for the fact that Saudi is not going to produce oil, you know, oil in order to help the strain here in America and other places, right? So Biden said he was going to go to Congress and see if there's something they can do. Now, one of the things that they could do apparently is we help Saudi with certain arms and stuff like that, military aid against Iran, right?
Right.
So they're talking about perhaps not doing that. And even today, they were supposed to have, Saudi and America were supposed to have a phone call talking about their strategy against Iran, you know, military operations, protection, such like that. Biden still upset because Saudi isn't releasing the oil.
OPEC.
He doesn't take the phone call. This is so ridiculous. I can't even stand Biden because he acts like it's Saudi's fault.
Wait a minute. So, because I know if I'm questioning what you just said, because I heard what you just said. I want to clarify what you just said.
Yeah, they're supposed to have a phone call.
They were supposed to have a phone call.
Saudi Arabia.
Who did not answer the phone?
Biden declined having the phone call.
Okay, so Biden declined having a phone call with the Saudis.
Because he's still upset over the oil.
Because he's still upset over that.
Totally ridiculous.
So basically, remember when he was trying to call the Saudis the first time and they wouldn't take his phone call? So I guess now he's like, well, you didn't take my phone call. I'm not going to take yours. You if know, you're calling me, that means I have something you want. Yeah. Right? So that's why they're that's how they're approaching this. I mean, that's on the outside looking in, that's what I see.
You know, and it's funny because Wall Street is warning Biden. We played that last week saying, hey, Biden, just let it go, right? Like, just let the oil thing go. We don't need to get Saudi Arabia upset because they are really an ally of ours, right? They help us with intelligence. They help us with Iran and we help them with Iran. But here we are. We're trying to help Iran. Right. We're trying to get them into this Iranian deal.
We shouldn't be, but we are.
And we've actually sent them money. But listen to what today Saudi kind of put out a threat, which is interesting to me. It says he said this is the Saudi prince. He said anybody that challenges the existence of this country and this kingdom, all of us, we are products of jihad and martyrs. What does that mean?
He says we're what?
He said this is that's my message to anybody that thinks that it can threaten us. We are products of jihad and martyrs.
This is coming out of Saudi.
He said that's my message to anybody that thinks that it can threaten us.
And you know what that makes me think about, right? All of the terrorists that have been coming across the southern border. That's exactly what he's referring to.
Oh, and actually at the beginning of that, the top part didn't say this, but literally in the tweet, it says to the West.
To the West.
Anybody who challenges the existence of Saudi kingdom, we are all projects of jihad and martyrs.
We're all products of jihad and martyrs.
Yep.
Wow. That makes me think about what about all the terrorists that have come across our southern border because of the Biden administration has it wide open.
Yeah, and Biden had said there's going to be consequences for what they've done with Russia. So Biden is blaming Russia, well, Saudi, for not giving us oil because of Russia. They're saying that Russia influenced it, which he's part of OPEC now, right? So they're saying that he was the main player and the main reason why we aren't getting it. So that's why they're saying there's going to be consequences because of what they've done, the Saudis, with Russia. But listen, I mean, it says the government of the Kingdom of Saudi would first like to express its total rejection of these statements that are not based on facts and which are based on portraying the OPEC decision out of purely economic context. So they're saying, listen, this had nothing to do with Russia. This has to do with an economic decision, which some people have said it's their decision to make. It's not. If they don't want to produce more oil and sell it to us, guess what, Biden? That's up to them. But listen, you made a decision to completely stop producing oil here in America, completely make us took us away from being self-reliant, and you want to blame someone else?
Yeah.
I'm so irritated by what he's doing. Saudi's responsible for, and Russia is responsible for the gas prices.
Exactly. Well, America, you know what?
Totally wrong.
But and you also have the entire left going along with that narrative. You had when he shut down the XL pipeline, thousands of jobs were lost here in America. Not only that, they shut down the offshore drilling, shut down drilling on federal lands. We're at the point now to where our national reserves is about tapped out. Right. They're tapping it out. They're completely depleting it. And we're looking at to we're possibly going to end up in a nuclear world war with Russia, or if any kind of conflict happened, the United States of America is not going to be ready. The prepared readiness is gone, people. And this O'Biden administration, this tyrannical government, they did this to America because they hate America that much. And then on top of that, when Joe Biden went over to Saudi Arabia the last time with the fist bump, he was over there begging them to drill more oil. And then it came out that he was telling them, well, if you're going to stop drilling, wait until after the election. Because if you stop the drilling before the election, it's going to hurt him and the other Democrats. And now all of a sudden, because they're still shutting down the oil, they're not going to stop. They're still doing that. We still have inflation here. We're still in a recession. We still have the gas prices going up. The food prices are going up. And on top of all of this, the Democrats who created the situation that we're living in as of right now, today, the year 2022, is because of the Democrats. And they are saying, if you allow the Republicans to get their way, inflation and gas prices, the economy is going to be a lot worse.
Yeah.
What
a moronic statement.
And they're constantly pushing this now.
You know what? And it's all because, and you know what? Well, you brought it up earlier today. You're like, you get worried because sometimes the Republicans say stuff and it puts the Democrats on alert, right?
It's kind of like put them on notice when they're talking about like the FBI, what the Republicans plan on doing when they get the House and the Senate back. The Democrats hearing this, I'm like, oh my goodness, they're going to bring the truth and they're going to allow the American people to know the actual truth. We've got to stop this. You know, that's what they're thinking.
And so one of their main messages on the Republican side is what we are going to
on the Democrat side. One of the main things on the Democrat side is to blame the Republicans for the economy.
Okay. Well, that's not what I was going to say. Okay. One of the Republicans' main messages is that they're going to improve the economy, that they're going to lower gas prices, that they're going to get us back on track, right?
Get us to be energy independent.
The Democrats have heard that. And so what are they going to say? How are they going to counter that, right? Because literally they can't say we have the best economy if you compare theirs to
President Trump's.
Of course, Trump's economy was a lot better. So now they're saying, oh, well, let's just say the opposite of what they're saying. We'll just say that they're going to ruin the economy and they want to take us back and they want gas prices to go up higher. And one thing that they keep saying is about the Social Security. They keep saying that the Republicans want to take away everybody's Social Security, which they're saying that because they know people are ignorant of what is actually happening. The Republicans don't want to get rid of Social Security. In fact, there was a fact check on what Biden said, and the fact checker said that is false. They do not want to get rid of Social Security. They want to actually review it every couple of years to make sure that it is actually funded. Because right now, guess what? It's not funded.
And it's not funded because the Democrats are spending it.
They're spending it.
You pay Social Security in and they spend it on wokeness.
Right. So the Republicans want to secure that money, secure veteran care, do all of this stuff by reviewing it, making sure the money's allocated for it and all that stuff. And they're saying that they want to review it every couple of years because they want to get rid of it. It's totally ridiculous. But like I always say, we have a whole bunch of uninformed voters out there that will listen to that and they will vote just because of the fear tactics of the left.
Yep, 100%. Let's listen to this report here. This was on Fox News and they're actually talking about OPEC.
There is no timeline on when the consequences for the Saudis that President Biden has talked about might come. Biden first wants to consult with Congress, and they're out of session until after the midterms. But officials here are starting to paint a bit clearer of a picture of what it all might look like.
The White House getting vocal about how seriously the president's considering calls from Congress to scale back arms sales to Saudi Arabia after OPEC Plus rejected White House pleas and slashed oil production.
That's absolutely going to be on the table, Neil. I can tell you that that will be an option that the president looks at, is the spate and the scale, the size, the whole program of arms sales.
The news prompting a rare exchange of public jabs. Saudi Arabia rejecting U.S. accusations it has sided with Russia, framing the production cuts as purely economic and a decision, quote, taken unanimously by all member states of the OPEC Plus group. The Saudis further allege the White House pushed for a one-month delay, fueling speculation Biden wanted to pass off bad news until after the midterms. One senior U.S. official called that claim BS, saying the U.S. asked the Saudis to delay any decision until the next scheduled OPEC meeting, offering data to show cuts aren't necessary right now.
We're in a global economic recovery. The recovery is fragile. Now is not the time to take energy off the market.
New inflation data showing energy costs are still spiking. Fuel oil up more than 58% in September compared with last year. Although a slight decline from August, September's inflation still jumped 8.2% from a year earlier. Stripping out volatile food and energy costs, core inflation hit a new 40-year high, 6.6%.
Republican wins, inflation is going to get worse. It's that simple.
In Los Angeles.
You hear that? If Republicans win, inflation is going to get worse. That much worse. I mean, I'm sorry. I have to play that section one more time. Just because a lot of people, you know, we know that the reason why we're in this predicament is because of what the Democrats have done, right? But they like for us to believe that the Republicans are going to make it worse. If we continue down on this path, we probably won't even have a country come 2024.
Yeah.
Let alone 2023.
When he said that, I literally was sitting there, and actually he's not the first one that said that.
No.
Pete Buttigieg has said it. Some other people have said it. And I'm like, I told you last week, I'm like, this is their new messaging. This is what they're trying to get people to believe now. It's one of their fear tactics that they're gonna put out there. Because why? Because people are worried about the economy.
Yeah.
That is what are affecting people the most.
But it's a blatant lie.
And they don't
lie.
Want it to get worse.
It's a blatant lie.
I know.
It's a blatant lie. They caused this problem. Right? And they're basically saying, hey, but the Republicans are going to make it worse than we did. I mean, who did this? Listen.
Republican wins, inflation is going to get worse. It's that simple.
In Los Angeles, the president framed it as a global challenge, claiming Americans would be worse off if Republicans take back Congress.
They want to repeal the Inflation Reduction Act. That means they're going to repeal the $2,000 cap on prescription drugs. Gone. Cap on insulin, gone at $35.
And officials here are not indicating that there's any hope the Saudis could reverse their decision, saying that is up to them. And it's up to the U.S. to reevaluate the strategic relationship moving forward. One official said the Saudis, quote, twisted arms to get member states to vote in support of the cuts. To send a clear message in response, the U.S. has canceled a scheduled meeting with the Saudis on air defense cooperation to counter Iran. So it'll send a pretty clear message to them.
Wow. So basically, they're siding with Iran, which is a known terrorist organization, a terrorist country that has been funding terrorism. And now Saudis are like, OK, we can play this game. And you know what? They're going to probably end up helping Putin out more with this war in Ukraine. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, things are escalating.
You know, I was just thinking when Biden was just talking right there, and he was saying that things will possibly get worse if Republicans win. And I want to pick your brain here for a second, because could this be a strategy? Because a lot of people are saying that the Republicans will take the House
and the Senate.
Right. So if they take, could this be them prepping for 2024? Because we know that because of what Biden has done these past couple years.
Oh, so it's going to cause, I see exactly where you're going.
Because it's going to get worse.
They created this economic crisis that we're seeing. And we know that we're in a recession, and they wanted to put it off. And they wanted to put it off. Yeah. So I see what you're going. Okay. See, you're starting to think like me. Yeah. I like this. So what's going to end up happening is that once we go into next year, they're going to say, see, look at the economy. And it's everything that the Democrats have already done. When the Republicans win the House and the Senate, they're going to blame it on the Republicans in both the House and the Senate and the governors throughout the country because of what they did. And then on top of that, once it gets that bad, then you're going to have the big tech companies change the definition of a recession back to its original content.
Yeah, so that's one of my problems. And the other thing that he said that really kind of got me was when they talk about they want to rescind the inflation bill, and he only talked about prescription stuff, right? That was, they tagged that on to the inflation bill to pull up people's hearts.
Like the insulin. But like, same thing with the insulin. But under President Trump, I remember living in California, under President Trump removed all the red tape. He said, no, you're not doing this. This is a life-saving medication that people need. Because I remember talking to this one lady. She was a total leftist. And she said, President Trump made it to where I can afford this now. I think she was saying it was costing her $1,500 a month for the insulin. And President Trump knocked it down. I mean, she said it was like $60. It was a complete difference. And then when the Biden regime came in, it all went through the roof again.
Yeah, but he didn't mention the things like us giving hundreds of millions of dollars to other countries to make sure that their countries are getting ready for climate change and equipping them for climate change agenda. He didn't mention any of that stuff. He didn't mention all the green deals that are in it and the infrastructures that they're going to build and all this other stuff to really try to make us more energy efficient, which will be a total failure. You know what, Will? I was reading an article and it was showing overseas in Europe, because they're more advanced with the solar panels and the windmills, which actually they're starting to get away from it a little bit more because they learned that it does not produce enough energy. But do you know that a solar panel field takes up more space and hurts ecosystems wherever they go in, and actually needs a lot of environmental cleanup wherever the solar panel fields are?
Really?
So they're actually really not all that green, and they're really not good for the earth, but nobody's going to tell you that, right? They're only going to tell you how great and wonderful they are. But it's money. To me, it's all about the money. It's not about us becoming, you know, lowering our emissions, because we have the lowest emissions in the world. Economies are as big as ours. Industrial countries are as big as ours. We are the cleanest.
Yes, we are. I remember one time I went to L.A. and I saw the smog in L.A. And then years later, I went back and I could see the buildings in L.A. completely different. The United States of America has done a tremendous job about clean air, but then they want to charge us and tax us for clean air. And it's all about money. You know what? It's about money and power. That's what it really comes down to. They want to be able to control us with power and the money, those who can and those who cannot. That's what it really all comes down to. All right. Well, I think we're here at the end. I want to thank everybody for being with us. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, I never looked at the Podbean on the other end to see how people can share this audio podcast, but I want to thank all of you for tuning in. Again, I'm going to be here Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Central. talking about the news, talking about stuff that we can't talk about on the socialist media platforms. And, you know, I do it on Rumble too, as well. And I do on my nightly broadcast is Mike Lindell, Lindell TV too. And, you know, in other places, True Social, of course, and Getter. But I want to thank all of you for coming here, because I find it a true blessing that you spent your time with me here and listening in to the information that I have to have for you. And I see one person gave us some pod beans.
Yeah, Sherry Tisdale did.
Sherry, thank you so much, Sherry. I really do appreciate that. That is a blessing. And I, you know, every time we come in there, I don't even think about them. I don't even think about it. So I want to say thank you for the pod beans. I really do appreciate it. So, all right. So we'll see you tomorrow.
Yep, 5 p.m. Central
5
time.
5 p.m. Central.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everybody. Take care.
And we'll see you tonight, 9 p.m. Central.
Yep, 9 p.m. Central. I'll be on the socialist media platforms. Take care.